We have ballots on three here. All right, let's try, let's see. If A, so you got a big jump here, A to F.
There's no letters on there.
No.
My note goes from A to F.
Totally different.
Totally different. Never mind.
Measure three. Okay, let's give it a try. We have one, two, three, four, two, three, four, one. A, F, D, 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 and D. After four, one, two, ready, go. Two, three, four, one. Stop. Mike, you play it. Take it again. Do, 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 do. One, two, ready, go. Two, three, four. One, two. Do, 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 do. That's it. And contrabass, same time. Okay, which, ballots on three and the contrabass. A. One, two, ready, go. Two, three, four. One, two. Do, 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 do.
I want to play everything with Tom.
Yeah. That's probably the trickiest rhythm you've got in this whole thing. Let's add ballots on one and two. A. One, two, ready, go. Three, four. One, two. Do, 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 do. That's, yeah, be natural. That's right. Telephones. Do we have two parts?
We have a third.
Hold a second.
It only splits a couple of times. But this is one of the times. I have to give you the outside part. Because it was only one part written. That's double the time of sign this part was, so they had to. Who's on double one? Sharon and Cindy. Who's on two? And you're three? Give it two and three. One, two, ready, go. It's what sign of the other. Two, ready, go. One, go.
I
Alex on three and Clark, it's only second, you guys are doubling the telephone. One, two, ready, go. Two, ready, go. need energy. They're not accented, but they need energy. Do 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 do. So there's clarity at the beginning of those notes. That's the melody line right there. Everything else is just going. Same people. One, two, ready, go. Okay, let's hear the attack on the end of two. Just measure three. Okay. End of two, three, four, one, and two.
Thank you. square feet of 18. The CBD is slurred. It's an engine 22. It is at CB pump.
That's for also.
Okay.
It should be marked here because I, it's on my end. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we're inspecting these.
Look.
Yes, they're missing a square mark.
Measure 22.
22, yeah, that CBD is slurred.
Yeah.
Slurred
that's missing is slurred. There is the access, right?
Two, three, go.
Crowds have the pickups. One, two, three. Take over baritone 1 and 2, and this is where you guys have different responsibilities now. 1 and 2 parallel one another. We have a different conversation going on in baritone 3 and contrabass. Lincoln, you are your part here. Do 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 do.
Two, ready, go.
somewhere where you guys can make it. Change, totally change the section. We take it at 26. One.
Dave, is that your phone? Oh. Jeff?
Thank you. what you can't do is lose sight of the journey that you're on, because I hear people, when they start to get a little bit tired, they start playing louder, and then we start having intonation issues and quality issues and weighted notes that are not weighted notes. There should be a big change when you guys get to 27, that A, C, E, that A minor chord. Let's see your first note. It's 27, A, C, E, 1, 2, 3, go.
Do 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 do
do, 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 do. Same place. One, two, ready, go. The one note over the bar line in 31, which is just and Barrett Stones, you can come in on that B when we get to it. Mellows, you need to be able to slur those notes in the middle before you get to the accented notes.
Right,
28 especially. The A, B, A, measure before the
Okay.
keep going this time. 20, 27, we'll keep it going.
Measure before 31, 32, plus one note. One, two.
2, 3, 4. Okay, but baritones, I missed you on that.
Yep.
Ba-da-da. 1, 2, 3, 4. Same place, wherever that was.
31.
31. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Get to this crescendo, the backside of 31. Okay, 27. 1, 2, ready, go. to open up more. Some of the bigger intervals, mellophones, you've got the octaves. Do, 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 do. Get a push, but also relax. Do, 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 do. So that it doesn't jump out. Some of the notes are starting to jump out over here when we get to the fortissimo at 33. Do, 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 and if you recall that last run, there wasn't a lot of growth getting into 32. There is a two-measure, a light two-measure crescendo for the forte, and then three and four over the bar line, but that has to grow. Because I want that to grow. Mellophones parts, because I get more and more each time we do it, so. 530, same place? 26.
29, you want us to start that at a mezzo piano to go up over two bars?
Mezzo forte.
So let's go mezzo forte over two bars.
It's going to be a mezzo forte. Right, back down, mezzo forte. Some of these, and you're getting way better at doing it. We don't have to mock every single, you know, mezzo forte, forte, mezzo forte, mezzo piano. Just that should give you an idea of what's going on in the rest of the ensemble, how far you need to take that. And then look down the road where the dynamic is going. But you're doing a good job as far as, yeah, we need to balance the space, but the, at least the shapes are there. And it certainly is bringing it much more to life. Okay, 27. One, two, ready, go.
Play it,
32 or 32 or
32.
32. 32. 32. 32. 32. 32.
32.
Well, it's over 2 minutes of music you went through. And It's a very decent performance level already. Okay, from the top. Too much weight on the attack, okay? Just here to here, not here to here. One, two, ready, go.
Thank you.
not getting any sleep. I think I slept. It's 12 weeks. So. All right, let's walk down.
Thank you.
Temporary shot.
Just a couple of quick comments. just want to thank everyone for Saturday night. I thought you guys did a great job. Everything that was on my heart. That really seems to amaze me in that regard. Secondly, I really appreciate it. If anybody has any spare uniform parts, like an extra stash you've ever had, you can bring it back to the next rehearsal by April 9th. We appreciate it. On April 9th, too, we found out, I don't even know if I mentioned this to the instructors yet, but the Breed Schools rented the school out to a church from 9 to 1, and they'll be out there at 1 o'clock. So all I'm saying is if we get there, there's a lot more fast. We may have to play it by ear at 1 o'clock. That's all. I mean, they'll be out of there tomorrow. But if we start off doing drill or something like that, depending on what the weather's like, we may be outside for a few minutes until they clear up. So no big deal, and they're really good to us, and they're really great people like Breed, so we can just really thank them. And the last thing I wanted to say, if we were talking about it, because Barry saw it too. If you get a chance, go on the North Star Alumni Public Group, and I guess it was a week or so ago, the guy asked to be accepted on our alumni. It turned out to be someone from Scotland.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was that's quite amazing when you really think about it. You know, we're sitting here performing a main ball and all that, and this guy's telling us what a force we were in Scotland and the United Kingdom. It really gives you a really good feeling. And just to, you know, get somebody from Scotland to tell us how great it was for the alumni to go come back gives you
now, Woody.
Again, thank you very much, people. Okay, you guys are great.
Kenny, did you say his name?
I kept reading it.
Woody. A Harrelson.
Only baritones. Only baritone. And he was a member of North Star Alumni.
I wish I could do that.
Thank you.